On this program, we like to spotlight local businesses sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. And today we got Jill Erzik joining us. She founded and runs It's a Star Baby. Jill, thanks for coming on. What is It's a Star Baby?
Hi, thank you for having me. It's a Star Baby is a women-owned, mother-run, teacher-owned small business that began in 2019.
And what do you do?
We started selling baby goods, pacifier clips and teethers, hence the name. And then we transitioned in about 2020 to making handmade items for women, bracelet keychains and lanyards for teachers. And I really took off with that.
Why did you want to do this? I mean, you're a teacher yourself, Jill?
I am. I actually work at Donna's Grove South.
Oh, hey.
And I think that's where you went.
That's where I went, and that's where I just live a couple blocks away from there. Didn't know that. Go Mustangs. So
yes, go Mustangs.
You teach at Donna's Grove South. What inspired you to start your own business? What was there a need that you see needed to be filled?
Honestly, I think I just, you know, after having my son, I was on unpaid maternity leave, and I kind of just needed to keep busy. And it honestly just turned into something that I never envisioned. I never really sought out to be a business owner or do any of these things. I actually opened up a pop-up shop downtown Donner's Grove that ended today. And so I just have had so many opportunities that I never really sought out to do.
I love the teacher-centric things. You say lanyard, and I think of just a big piece of plastic on a cord, but you add some style to it. That way teachers can, you know, feel stylish like they are while they go about their day.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. Big shout-out to Donner's Grove South community and Donner's Grove, you know, as a whole. I mean, my colleagues have been so supportive, and I do a lot of shipping. I do a lot of shipping to, obviously, the United States, all over, and Canada. It's been, honestly, a whirlwind, and it's been so positive for my family and for myself.
It'sastarbaby.com is where you can find some of the things that I'm looking at right now. Have you always had a knick-knack for making this stuff? Do you not make all of it? Do you have other people that help out with the designs and the makeup of it all?
I will say that the designs are all me, but my mom is my secondhand woman. She helps me with a lot of things.
That's
it's
nice.
Awesome. You know, and I'm in the midst of my busy season, holiday season, back to school season. I couldn't have done it without her.
Has it grown quickly?
You know, it has. I would say in 2020 with the pandemic, it was really focused on supporting small business. And I think people were bored and on their phones a ton. And I really took off in, I would say, you know, March of 2020. People were just looking to support and, you know, kind of spiraling into here we are today. Opened up a little pop-up store and, you know, just like I said, doing the things I never envisioned that I'd be doing today.
What do you know now as a small business owner that anyone listening who wants to start a small business could learn from?
I really feel like just lean on people, ask so many questions. Don't be afraid to do it. Don't be afraid to start something new. If it doesn't work or if you have to pivot, that's okay. And I pivoted, and it was successful for me. And just go with your gut feeling. And, you know, if it's not a passion, then try something new.
Is it your dream of making this gigantic, or do you like the size it's at right now?
Honestly, John, I have a hard time leaving my job. I really love teaching. I love Donna's Grove South. I actually went there myself. I knew your brother, Drew.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, we were a year apart, actually. I was a year older than him. So as you know, like being a kid that grew up in Downers Grove, it's a great place. I just like would never leave it. So for right now, this is like the perfect, I'll say, second full-time job that I enjoy.
That's great. Was your mom a teacher too or no?
No, she was a stay-at-home mom, but she works in the dental field. And, you know, I'm just very inspired by her.
Oh, that's great stuff. It'sastarbaby.com. One more time, give us the pitch. What can people find there?
Yeah, people can find bracelet keychains, teacher lanyards, and various other accessories. I actually have a Glowforge at my house, which is a laser engraving machine where I do a lot of custom work, you know, especially around the holidays, ornaments, various things, honestly.
Do you do custom orders? Do you do custom orders too?
a lot of custom. In fact, I would say probably 70% of my orders are all custom made.
Okay, so if people want something specific, they can fill out a form at itsastarbaby.com. Jill, it's good to chat with you. I didn't know you were a Downers Grove Souther. That makes it even specialer.
Yes.
For me.
Yes, this is great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. We love spotlighting small businesses. And when we mean small, we really like to cover the gamut. Some of these businesses, we've had some great ones on from Innovation DuPage, who are a little more established. They've done it for a few years. Maybe they're growing exponentially. Maybe it's just like Jill. Jill and her mom doing things that they like to do and make a little money on the side. Good for them. It'sastarbaby.com. And, of course, our Small Business Spotlight, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program.